Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, I just love the promises that are in God's Word. In particular, our verse of this year, James 1:5, has a wonderful promise. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. If we lack wisdom, are you kidding me? We always lack wisdom. But God promises that when we ask him for that, he'll give it generously. He promises that. I just love those promises of God, and I hope that you're enjoying our current study of the promises of God through our reading of Max Lucado's book, Unshakable Hope. All God's promises are true, all 7,487 of them. You know, our author has said that there are over 7,000 promises in Scripture. It's such a huge number, 7,487 promises in Scripture. There are probably even more than that, but that's what the scholars have researched. It's just unbelievable that he loves us so much to give us that many promises, and all of them are true, and none more important and true than our promise that we'll study today, the promise that the devil's days are numbered. Hallelujah and praise the Lord for that promise. Jesus has already conquered Satan, and he's won the victory. We know that. But while we are here on earth, God has allowed Satan to be the prince of this world, and it's a clear reminder that this world is not our home. This is not heaven. That old gospel hymn that says, this world is not our home, we're just a passing through. That's true. That's true. Because Satan is the prince of this world. And though we are saved as Christians. He cannot have our soul. Satan can make life pretty miserable. He can trip us up. That he wants to do. And we need to be aware of that. Very aware of that. It's very real. You know, one of the truly sad moments that my husband and I have encountered was around 20 years ago when my husband Ron's stepmother became very ill with liver cancer. She and Ron's father lived in Arizona at the time, and we lived in Florida. So we would visit usually once a year. And though they were dear people who we loved, truly, truly loved, they did not know Jesus. So when we found out about her cancer, we flew out to see them. She was already in the hospital. The cancer hit hard and fast, and Ron and I both felt the burden to share Jesus with her. Unfortunately, she was having none of it. I remember her saying, even on the hospital bed that day, oh, there's no need to worry about that. The devil won't have me. And she shut us down from any further discussion. And within a few weeks, she was gone. Her words echo in my mind even today. Sadly, there are so many people today who think the same way, that the devil doesn't want them, wouldn't bother with them, that there's really no devil at all, no hell. You know, our author tells us that 40% of Christians think that there's no devil, no Satan. I'm just stunned to hear that number, but let me just read it to you. Right out of the book, Unshakable Hope, quote, according to the research of the Barna Group, 4 out of 10 Christians, 40%, strongly agree that Satan is not a living being, but a symbol of evil. And an additional 2 out of 10 Christians, 19%, say that they agree somewhat with that perspective. That's almost 60% who think that Satan is not a living being. And he goes on to say a minority of Christians, 35%, indicate that they believe Satan is real. The remaining were not sure that they believed about the existence of Satan at all. Most Christians, in other words, refuse to believe in the existence of Satan. Well, look, if that's you, that just defies Scripture. That just defies Scripture. The prophet Ezekiel describes the downfall of Satan himself, who began as a beautiful angel, who was with God in the beginning, but who became prideful because of his beauty and wisdom and tried to elevate himself. So God cast him out of heaven into hell. Now, you can read this in Ezekiel chapter 28. It's right there in Scripture. And if that testimony isn't enough, then remember Jesus' firsthand encounter himself with Satan right after he came up out of the baptismal waters. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 4. You may have run into some friends who need to be reminded, some Christian friends or others who may need to be reminded of this. Jesus' own encounter with the real Satan. Chapter 4 of Matthew says that then Jesus was tempted by the Spirit, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. So if you're a Christian and you believe Jesus, then his own testimony is enough to know Satan is real, and he prowls the earth like a lion, seeking whom he may devour next. You know, even the word devil means divider. So anytime we see division, as our author reminds us, anytime there's conflict, we know Satan is there at work. He is real. Satan is cunning, arrogant, evil. He's a murderer. He's wicked. He's an accuser, manipulator, liar, prince of thieves, prince of lies. And most importantly, he is defeated. Jesus' resurrection defeated Satan. But while we're here on earth, we will have struggles because this is Satan's home. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells us as Christians, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Satan can't have us. He knows that. We've given our hearts and our lives to Jesus. But because he prowls around like a lion seeking whom he may devour, he's looking to trip us up, that we would say something, do something, act a certain way that would trip us up and cause us to stumble in the eyes of others. That they would doubt. They would doubt Jesus and doubt our own testimony. That's what Satan wants to do. So we stay alert. We stay prepared. We put on the full armor of God every day because we go into battle every day. We know Satan cannot exist where we offer praises and prayers to God. So we stay prayerful. We stay in that posture mentally and spiritually every moment of the day. And we can claim Romans 16:20 that says, "The God who brings peace will soon defeat Satan and give you power over him." Oh, amen and amen. Jesus has already won the victory. Satan is already defeated. But God is allowing him to roam this earth for now. But there will come a day when he will completely be defeated and cast off of this earth. And this will happen. Jesus will return. And Satan will be done forever. Praise God that we know that we are saved. Praise God that we as Christians know that Satan has been defeated. He cannot have us. But let's keep our eyes wide open. Let's make sure that when our feet hit the floor each day that Satan's the one saying, "Oh no, she's awake." Because he fears, because he knows that we are with Jesus, that he inhabits us, that we offer our prayers and our praises, that we keep our eyes wide open, that we will not trip and will not let him to trip us up. We will not fall into his traps. He is setting them. Be aware. Stay in that prayerful posture. Know that Jesus is with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a message from God that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.